chanted, Destrato Shubnigarath, Destrato Pahad, Destrato Lilitu, Destrato Lamashtu, Destrato Hotel, Satoropera Vermini, Satoropera Fatan. The darkness stopped, as if hitting an invisible wall, and churned mere feet away from them. As the exit stared into the non-reflective depths, he saw a hint of swirling color appear. That quickly coalesced into a crowd of smiling people, all of whom happily motioned at him to join them, to be with them, to belong. The throng were clearly overjoyed at his presence. Struggling, the exit had to remind himself that they were an illusion. In real life, nobody was ever happy to see him. Tony gasped.
Ma? Frankie murmured. My baby.
Don't look at it, the exit warned. They're not real. Whatever it's showing you is a lie. He's tricking you.
Ma,
Tony whispered, ignoring him.
I'm sorry.
He took a shuffling step forward and the exit grabbed his arm, squeezing. Genova, snap out of it. That's not your mother. Tony stumbled, teetering back and forth, and then closed his eyes. The exit released his arm.
Frankie, Tony groaned. The exit's right. It's a trick. No, she argued. That's my baby.
Tony opened his eyes, grabbed her arm, and pulled her away from the dark. Then he clamped a hand over her eyes.
See? Nothing's there. He who shall not be named's fucking with us.
Frankie shuddered.
Motherfucker.
Yeah, Tony agreed. Motherfucker indeed. What now, exit?
He can't get past the word I cast. I would suggest we...
Noden suddenly seemed to contract in upon itself, and the light from the corridor became visible again. The entity stretched and contorted, forming a single long tentacle, the other end of which vanished out an open doorway and into the level of reality that Frankie and Bloom had just fled. Beyond that was simply more darkness.
This is just a little piece of him, Tony said. Maybe he's retreating?
Maybe, the exit agreed, although that would surprise me.
He was after Ope, Frankie said.
Ope, Tony asked. What are you talking about? The tentacle raised itself up and then slammed down onto the floor. The labyrinth shook beneath their feet. The exit shuddered as the vibrations ran through him, not just his body but in his mind as well. The appendage lashed from side to side, smashing the walls again and again. Tiny flecks of reality fell to the floor like chips of paint. Doorways bent in their frames, entire sections of wall caved in and collapsed. The floor splintered and crumbled. The labyrinth pitched and rolled like a ship at sea. White flashes of energy resembling miniature lightning bolts crackled in the air.
Wait, Tony yelled. The fuck is he doing?
Smashing the labyrinth to get around the ward of protection, the exit turned pale.
He's destroying this part of reality itself. We're watching entire worlds, entire universes die.
Well, don't just stand there. Fucking do something! Tony raised his weapon and opened fire, unloading round after high-speed round into Noden's. The bullets had no effect.
You can't fight him that way, Frankie advised. You're literally trying to shoot the knight, hon.
Tony turned to her and grinned. Did you just say hon?
Frankie returned the smile. I guess I did.
Want to grab a drink after we're done saving the universe?
Stay focused, the exit warned.
He raised his hands again and then thrust them forward. He opened his mouth to chant, but before he could speak, a yellow circle of light appeared at his feet. His eyes went wide. He glanced at his companions with a look of sheer panic. Then his body began to glow with a faint yellow hue.
Exit, Tony called. What is this? What's going on?
I don't know, he replied. This isn't me.
Run! Run for your...
Tony and Frankie vanished. The labyrinth vanished. And the exit found himself standing inside of a cage. His cry faltered, terminating in a choked gasp.
Frankie, he called, his voice hoarse. Genova.
There was no answer, and no sign of them.
What is this?
He glanced around, panicked. The cage stood about 8 feet in height and was wide enough that he could lay down inside it if he curled up. The only contents were a small thin blanket made of coarse gray cloth and a flattened, dubiously stained pillow without a pillowcase. The cage's thick bars appeared to be made from iron. Stepping forward, the exit cautiously reached out and grabbed hold of one. The metal was cool beneath his touch. The space between the bars was wide enough that he could squeeze his forearm through, but there was nothing on the other side.